I'm Tim. I'm a filmmaker from Massachusetts. I just finished a project I've been working on for 3 years. It's an indie film called Bent on Somnolence. Somnolence means a strong desire for sleep. The film is called Bent on Somnolence. Somnolence being a strong desire for sleep. So the film's about insomnia, and I use a lot of unique music and rich visuals that sync really well with the music to capture different kinds of moods. A lot of the moods being, desperation for sleep in the middle of the night and dragging yourself to work the next day, that type of thing.
Why did you feel inspired to make this film?
I was battling insomnia, and I had just finished music school, and I was working on music, and I really didn't have any desire to work on music for some reason. So I wanted to do something a little different, and I was up till 3 a.m. many nights, and that's when I started to come up with this idea to do a video about insomnia. And I thought, well, yeah, why not? I mean, I could put my own music to the video. And so then it evolved into a full movie project, and I took on more music. I licensed music from Tom York, from Murkoff, Susumu Yokota, who he passed away years ago, and Peter Bergman, he performs as under the name We Plants Are Happy Plants, and he made 3 movies out of Terrence McKenna lectures. The first one being The Transcendental Object at the End of Time. So that sort of introduced me to his work, and it's really interesting, especially for anyone who's interested in Terrence McKenna's work. Peter Bergman does a really great job with film and music. So I licensed a couple of his songs as well. And so the movie's just full of music.
Did you compose any of the soundtrack yourself as well?
Yeah, I did the original scoring underneath a lot of the scenes, and I wrote 6 of the songs in the movie. There's about 17 songs, and 6 of them are my own.
And you did some of the shooting in Asheville as well, correct?
Yeah, I did do a little bit of the shooting here, especially with the woods. Some time lapse in the woods here, help from a couple of friends around town.
And so there are screenings in town this weekend?
Yep. So the first one is this Friday night at Twin Leaf Brewery. 9:30. And then Sunday, July 1st, Trade and Lore Coffee downtown on Wall Street, 7 p.m. And then the following Tuesday, July 3rd, in West Asheville on Haywood Road at the Fortune Building. That's 8 p.m. And that's it for now. Then I head back to Mass.
And if people wanted to learn more about your project, is there a website or any kind of social media that they could visit online?
Yeah, you want to go to chozamestudios.com. That's C-H-O-Z-A-M-E studios.com. That's my website. I have the movie webpage on my website there as well. There'll be an update about future screenings, as they happen. It'll get updated. So the purpose of the film is to look at insomnia from a holistic standpoint, rather than, it gets into how we just turn the brain off with pills and alcohol and shut the system down in order to sleep, but that doesn't address the cause. And with insomnia, of course, there are infinite causes. And so my way of looking at that is to go into the subconscious and root out the cause. And so the film gets into a lot of existential issues, and some of the topics are drug addiction and wage slavery and, money and taxes and relationship to society. So that's a big piece of it is how people relate to their world, and a lot of people are drowning in existential qualms right now around conspiracies and everything. And so the idea is to is to kind of find hope and to look at these things a little differently and to realize that we sort of condition ourselves into believing our own realities, and I don't think there is any true reality, and so we do ourselves a disservice when we start to believe in these hopeless narratives, especially the ones that the media feeds us and creates for us. So the idea is to kick that conditioning, as well as the drug addiction and the pills and alcohol and everything, and how to do that. So the movie is a fictional story of how this character does all that, all of those things, and he changes his life and takes a leap. So after his life changes, he discovers science about natural chemical compounds that can repair the brain after long-term depression and burnout. And what I did was I reached out to the Beckley Foundation in the UK, and they generously provided me all of their scientific materials in order to use in the film to support the message. So the idea there is looking at the sense of wonder and mystery that are inherent in childhood and how that fades as we age and we burn out in society, and the magic sort of gradually fades away, and how to repair and restore that.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us, and good luck with the rest of your project.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.